nightmare that he's trying to hack. The motherboard will get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the cyber chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. Just wait and see why.
Welcome to Solaria, Cyberworld's number one hotspot for fun in the sun. This vacation paradise is 100% temperature controlled by the famous one-of-a-kind Sunosphere. And thanks to Dr. Marble's invention of orption reabsorption, the ball never gets hot. Yeah, no, I know.
Power inducer's almost fixed, boss. You'll be table ready in a sec.
I want to fix it. Let me!
Give me that thing before you break it.
No way, Buzz. I'm doing it.
Listen, you tin-domed goofballs. I don't care who fixes it. Just get me charged up.
No problem, boss.
You harebrain hubcaps! I'll do.
Sorry, boss. Bad hair day, boss.
It's fine, you fool. What I need is a new power source. Something that doesn't have to be recharged. Something that will last forever. Something like
that.
I want that golden sphere. And I want it now.
Push! Not me, the ball!
What's taking so long? Do I have to come down there and do it myself?
Uh-oh. You know what happens when a boss has to do things himself. Push!
So, folks, thanks to the amazing Sunosphere, your vacation in Solaria is guaranteed to be a hot and sunny one. Bon appetite! Oh, that's odd. Sunosphere must be dislodged. Oh, it's getting colder. If I don't fix it, we're doomed!
Tito, no! Now I have to start counting all over again. Okay, you want to help? According to this recipe, I need 200 jelly beans. 4 for each cookie, so we need to count them out before we start cooking. Got it? Okay, start counting. 1, 2...
Inez, hack attack.
Motherboard? Where?
Solaria, you're going in.
What about Matt and Jackie?
They're on their way.
Bring me through, Motherboard!
You may need these.
Whoa! A winter wonderland!
Heads up! Coming through!
Hi, guys!
Have you ever seen so much snow? Cool, huh?
Cool, but weird. Since solar means sun, a site called Solaria should be sunny.
Used to be, till Buzz and Elite stole the Sunosphere, their source of heat and light. You must return it to Mountaintop before...
Before what?
Before Solaria freezes. Solid.
What happens then?
The entire site crashes. Hacker gets unlimited power. Snow time.
Snow time to what?
Snow time to lose, if you ask me. We've got to find that Sunosphere.
Fine, except we don't have a clue what it looks like.
Danger! Danger! Run for your lives! I don't have snow tires on this thing! I tried, but I failed!
Don't worry. Motherboard sent us here to help.
She did?
What can we do?
If we can find the Sunosphere, there's still time to put it back where it belongs. We have until the temperature reaches here. And then... I don't even want to think about it!
We know. Bye-bye, Solaria.
But we need to know what the Sunosphere looks like before we can find it.
My guess, it's a big yellow ball.
Look! It's Buzz and Deleep!
And they've got the Sunosphere!
Ah, I hate walking in the snow.
Quick, give us a ride up the mountain.
Oh, if only I could. This tram isn't made for going uphill in the snow. You could walk faster than I could drive.
There's gotta be a faster way up there. We'll never catch them if we have to walk. Hey, the ski lift!
But it's way too high to reach.
Not even close.
Maybe if we pile stuff up on the roof and stand on it, we can reach it.
How much stuff do we need?
Good question. Let's measure how far it is from the top of Matt's head to the ski lift. Anyone have a long ruler?
Life preserver, snorkel, fins, suntan lotion, number 25, of course. no ruler.
Whoa, time out. We don't have to measure the distance exactly. We can just estimate how far it is.
Estimate? As in guess? What if we're wrong? The future of this entire cyber site is at stake, and you want to estimate?
Estimate just means getting a number that's close rather than exact. Is that so bad?
Look, we don't have time to measure exactly, so close enough will just have to be good enough. What matters is that we reach the lift.
I still say being exact would be better.
Let's see. It looks like my thumb matches Matt's height. So from the top of his head, we measure one more mat, two more mats, and we're there. We need to boost him up two more mats. That should be close enough.
If we turn this picnic box on end, it's almost as tall as Matt. Here's another one.
Toss him up.
Here you go. Bon appetite. I just love to say that.
Hey, taxi.
Our estimate worked. Let's go. Come on. We gotta catch him.
Put the ball in the basket and let's say goodbye to Solaria. We've wreaked enough havoc here to feel good all day.
Yes. Okay, hand me that thing.
Here you go. Get your foot out of my mouth.
You get your tongue off of my foot. Uh-oh, it's frozen. We forgot. The boss said never stick our tongues to metal in the winter.
Unless he does us do.
And now I'm telling you to quit the lollygagging and give me that Sunosphere.
Come on. We're going to make it.
We gotta do something. Hacker's about to get the Sunosphere.
Hey, Buzz, your shoelace is untied.
Huh? It is?
After it, you worthless widgets! Get that Sunosphere!
There it goes!
I'll take the snowboard. You guys get on the toboggan.
Hop on!
Wait. Maybe it's better if I ride in front and you...
Inez, there's no time to analyze this. Get on!
At the 10, the 5, touchdown! Woo! Oh no.
Woe is me! It's getting cold! Solaria will soon be a giganta-sized ice cube! And I can't do anything about it! I'll never get the Sunosphere back!
What?
I got it back! Solaria is safe! Never mind.
Got it!
Missed it!
Bada bing! Bada boom!
Digit!
Yeah! Way to go, Digit!
Bada!
nice to see you again, Digi.
I thank you, and the hacker thanks you.
Yeah!
Yeah, thanks. Let's go, Toboggan Boy.
Hey, Buzz, you sure about this shortcut?
Sure, I'm sure. Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, actually, there was that, Buzz.
There it is.
I'll get it. I know. I'll beat it.
Can you get it?
No way. You gotta help me.
How do we get across?
There's a bridge.
Matt, wait.
Be careful.
Whoa.
Whoa!
You okay, Maddie?
Yeah, that was close. There's a humongo hole in the ice.
How deep is it?
I don't know, but it's too wide to get over, and we can't get around it.
What if we fill it with something?
Good idea, Jax. Maybe there's something in that shed.
Barrels! Perfect! We can fill the hole with these!
Great! Let's figure out how many we need. We don't want to waste time taking them all the way over there and then find out we don't have enough to fill the hole.
How do we do that? We don't know how big the hole is, and we don't have anything to measure with.
I know! Let's use barrels to measure just like we used you to measure up to the ski lift.
But that won't be exact.
Of course not, but it should be close enough to tell us how many barrels it takes to fill the hole.
How many barrels fit on the bottom?
Four! 2x2!
Okay, so 4 barrels makes 1 layer. How many layers do you think we need to fill the hole?
102?
102? We need an estimate, Digit, not a wild guess.
Dig, what you need is something to measure how deep the hole is, in barrels.
Okay, you want an estimate? I'll wing it.
Yeah! It won't be exact, but it'll be close, and in this case...
I know. Close enough is good enough.
My wing's about as long as a barrel is wide.
Okay, now see how many wings it is to the top of the hole.
That's 1. That's 2. That's 3. We need 3 more layers.
All right. Each layer is 4 barrels, so we need 3 more layers to fill the hole.
And 4 times 3 is 12, which means we need 12 more barrels.
Uh-oh. 12 barrels? I don't think we have enough.
We'd better double check. Come on.
7, 8, 9, 10. Uh-oh. Not enough.
Well, so much for that plan. While you think of another one, I'll take a bird nap.
Another barrel. Now we've got 11.
But we need 12.
Maybe not. That was just an estimate, remember? 1 barrel short shouldn't stop us from getting across. Come on.
I declare this bridge officially open. Just stay to the right.
Yeah, we did it!
Estimation rules!
Whoa!
What's going on?
Hope you like the cold squirts. Cause Solaria's gonna be frozen solid.
Yeah, like a block of ice.
Tell Motherboard the hacker says hi.
Yeah, this ball is ours.
time is running out. Time is running out! Soon we'll all be ice cubes, little ones.
Then get us out of here.
Whoa! Be right back. You want a ball? I'll give you a ball. And I know exactly where this baby's ending up.
Ow! Great shot, Inez.
Way to go.
Uh-oh. The boss is not gonna be happy about this.
Is he ever happy?
Can't you go any faster?
Don't yell at me. I'm not good under pressure.
Wonder where this goes.
There's only one way to find out. Whoa! Whoa!
We are definitely doomed.
Wow! Look at all these seals.
The Sunisphere!
Give it back to us!
Hey, you can't do that!
I guess they can't.
Call me a boy plane, but I think we need another plane. Ah!
I have an idea. It's a little fishy, but if we feed the seals, we can keep them busy long enough to grab the Sunisphere.
But only if we feed all the seals at the same time.
So let's get at least one fish for each seal.
Right. I'll count the seals. One, two, three. Hold still. I can't get a good count. The seals keep moving.
There's got to be another way to count them other than one by one.
Well, we could estimate.
Did you say estimate?
It worked with the barrels, right? Only this time, we better estimate high, so we have more fish than seals, just to be safe.
Let's go for it.
Let's see. The ice is cracked into 6 pieces, and there's about the same number of seals on each piece.
So we can count the number of seals on one piece and multiply that times 6.
There are 2, 4, 6, 8 seals on that piece of ice. So 8 seals times 6 pieces of ice totals 48 seals.
But we want to estimate high. So add 1 extra seal for every piece of ice, just to make sure.
So that's 9 times 6, or 54 fish to feed 54 seals.
Fifty-four fish.
Let's do lunch.
Now let's get this back to the peak. Quick!
Uh-oh! Looks like things are freezing over!
Hope we're not too late!
Jump!
Let's go!
Hatcher!
Well, well, well. Look! See, 3 rats and a stool pigeon. One who'll regret the day he ever ditched me to work for Mother Ball. Now, hand me the Sunisphere.
Hacker, wait! Where's your sense of fair play? Your concern for your fellow cyber citizens? Let the Sunisphere be put back before it's too late. What do you say, pal?
Get with the program, will ya? He's the bad guy?
Precisely. And it's the hacker to you.
Seize him!
Now, hand it over, kiddies, or shall we do this the hard way?
the Sunosphere back in its place is to shoot a Phallos shot.
And you're the best shooter, Inez.
But this isn't a basketball court. I'll have to estimate where the foul line would be.
Sure moves, boss. Defense!
Defense!
Estimate all you like, kid. Soon you'll be watching me slam dunk that sphere, the Grim Reaper.
Draws a foul line in the snow. Lines up the shot. Inez shoots. The ball is in the air. It fakes off the backboard. And in! A buzzer beater! What a shot! Motherboard wins! Motherboard wins!
Thanks to the Sunosphere, we've got our tropical paradise back!
Good work. You saved Solaria.
Thanks, Mother B. We cut it kind of close, though.
Sometimes close enough is good enough. But one thing is certain. You sure snowed, Hacker.
Bye-bye! Come back for the Hot Chili Festival! It's hot!
This is going to be easy now, Kitito. I just need to know I have at least 200 jelly beans. Let's see. There's about 5 across and the same number back. So that's 5 times 5, or about 25 beans on the bottom layer. And it looks roughly 10 layers deep. 25 times 10, 250 jelly beans. That's close enough for me. I have enough to make my cookies. And enough for us.
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
I love Broadway theater. The bright lights,
the actors,
music. Give my regards to Broadway. But as much as I love seeing Broadway shows, they do cost a lot of money. This is a great place where you can buy tickets at a discount for the next performance. Hey, that's on my list of things I want to see. Wow, that's a hot ticket. I better get in line. Excuse me, is this the end of the line?
No, sir, it's way down there. All the way down.
Have you been waiting long?
No, we just got here, too.
Is the line moving quickly?
We just got here.
This line is certainly moving slowly. How many people are in front of us?
A lot, man, a lot.
Duh. Was that guy in front of us, or did he sneak in? Because if he snuck in, then you tell him that that's just not very nice.
No, I think he was there.
The ticket booth closes at 6 o'clock. That's in 21 minutes, and I hope I can get to the head of the line before all the tickets are sold out. How fast do you think this line's moving?
Not fast enough.
If I can make it to the window before it closes, I get to see a Broadway show at a bargain price. Maybe. Then again, I could cross the street and see a movie that starts in a few minutes, guaranteed. My problem is, if I wait too long, I may not get a chance to do either. People! This line would move a lot faster if you had your money out. Okay? Thank you for your cooperation. It's greatly appreciated. I told them how to make the line move faster.
Yeah, I heard.
This line is moving so slowly. I need a way to figure out how fast this line is moving. If it isn't moving fast enough, I can't get my ticket and I should just go to the movies now. Is it just me or does it seem like this line's moving slowly?
It's moving extremely slowly.
That's what I thought. I'm gonna time how long it takes to walk from here to there, across one sidewalk square. Oh, excuse me.
What time is it?
5 minutes. Well, it's moving. Slowly, but it's moving. Wait a sec. If it took 5 minutes to cross one sidewalk square, then all I need to do is figure out how many more sidewalk squares there are between here and the ticket window. One, two, three, four. Okay, there are four sidewalk squares left. If the line keeps moving at the same speed, 5 minutes per sidewalk square, then 5 minutes times four sidewalk squares is 20 minutes, and that's not fast enough. The window closes in 15 minutes. Next time, I'll come earlier. This time, I'm off to see a movie. Is this line moving?
I don't know, I just got here.